by early next week. This is ABC News.
Former President Trump delivers his first speech since leaving office this Sunday at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Orlando. ABC News political director Rick Klein tells us some big names won't be there.
People like Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, Ben Sasse, even Nikki Haley and Mike Pence, none of those folks are attending. This will be a Trumpy gathering.
U.S. intelligence officials now on the alert for online phishing attacks sparked by the January 6th Capitol siege. A Homeland Security Department document obtained by ABC News warns cyber actors will likely use the assault as a theme as they try to wangle confidential information out of computer users. Another engine failure aboard a Boeing 777, reported by Russian media. A plane making an emergency landing in Moscow early this morning. Interfax says the jet flying from Hong Kong to Madrid landed safely, no injuries. Elwin Lopez, ABC News.
Chrissy is refinancing her home, so she shopped around for the lowest rate and found it at Amerisave.com, setting her up for a lifetime of savings. It's one decision she'll never regret, unlike wearing tap shoes to a surprise party.
Sorry, guys. Just trying to find the perfect hiding place.
Pretty regrettable, Chrissy. Unlike finding that low mortgage rate at Amerisave.com that's got you on your way to a lifetime of savings. Amerisave's rates won't be this low forever, so go to Amerisave.com now. Lower mortgage rates mean higher savings. Call 866-514-SAVE or visit Amerisave.com/licensing for cost information, terms, and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all states except New York. NMLS number 1168.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get someone who understands there's an art to listening.
Sure.
Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored small business solutions that make you feel truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
If you think FFA is just about farming, you don't have the whole picture. Through education in the classroom, local, state, and national conferences and competitions, and hands-on experiences, this organization helps young people develop their talents and explore a wide range of career pathways that have a tremendous effect on the world. Today's FFA is about excellence in scholarship, citizenship, cooperation, volunteerism, and patriotism. Check out www.ffa.org and you'll be amazed at the scope of this organization. First State Bank salutes FFA and our communities. First State Bank, member FDIC.
Some of my fondest childhood memories are from volunteering with my grandmother. Helping others was her passion. She'd always say, "The sweetest fruits of life come from serving others." And she was right.
At Shelter Insurance, we strive to make a positive impact in the communities where we work and live.
Stop by and see Andy Brandt or Scott Thrasher in Monette, Chris Prater in Mount Vernon, or Terry Lynn DeGraffenry Bratton in Cassville.
The CME Group picks the biggest market influencers of 2021. This is the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen with news of agriculture. Analysts from the CME Group called last year unprecedented, but they also say 2021 will be a different story from 2020. However, the global economy won't go back to pre-COVID-19 norms. Certain trends are accelerating and new policies are coming, which means markets will have a lot to think about this year. One of the factors that will influence the agriculture markets is China's economic recovery.
China's having a sort of bifurcated economic recovery that we're seeing all over the world, which is that their service economy has been relatively slow to rebound, but it is rebounding. But their manufacturing sector was extremely fast to rebound. Even by the month of May last year, it was showing already growth rates of 8-9% year on year. And that was enormously supportive of industrial metals. It was also enormously supportive of agricultural goods prices. And we've seen soaring prices for many agricultural goods, including soybeans, corn, and wheat, but especially soybeans, soybean oil, and corn in particular.
That's Eric Norland, the executive director and senior economist with the CME Group. Blue Putnam is the group's chief economist. He says another key factor influencing the 2021 markets will be weather.
We have a La Nina, a strong La Nina, and that's cooler than usual waters in the Pacific equator. You think about cooler water, but they really impact winds in the upper atmosphere. If you think, wondering why it's been so cold in Europe and it's now a cold wave in North America, the La Nina has actually destabilized the Arctic air and allowed it to come down south a little more often than it might otherwise would.
Hurricanes were a problem for southern agriculture last year, and the presence of a strong La Nina may mean challenges ahead in 2021.
La Ninas also create, as you may have noticed last fall, an atmosphere or an environment that you can get more hurricanes in the Atlantic Ocean. El Ninos, that's warmer water in the Pacific, create a wind pattern that cuts off the tops of the Atlantic hurricanes, and that doesn't happen when La Nina shows up.
Weather will affect how China purchases commodities to meet its demand, which in turn will also affect how many acres U.S. farmers will plant for each commodity. This is the American Ag Network.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The landscape of media has changed, and people are more skeptical than ever about where they get their news and information. While major news outlets show decreasing credibility, your local farm radio station still shows strong marks. In a recent survey, farmers rated information from their farm broadcasters as almost twice as reliable as major news outlets. Farm radio continues to be transparent, honest, and trustworthy. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
And Missouri lawmakers are again seeking to block a multi-state high-voltage transmission line for wind energy. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports a new measure in the Missouri legislature would require Invenergy, the Grain Belt Express future transmission line owner, to receive approval from individual counties. The move is one of many to block the project as lawmakers seek to stop a private company from using eminent domain to take land for the project. The Grain Belt Express would take wind energy from Kansas through Missouri, Illinois, and Indiana. The Missouri Supreme Court earlier ruled the project to be granted public utility status because the $2.3 billion project is in the public's interest. Invenergy says the project will play a major role in economic recovery in the Midwest by supporting jobs, adding broadband infrastructure, community investment, and energy savings.
There are two certainties in life, death and taxes. Now we can add to that utility bills and their inevitable rate hikes. How would you like to have Uncle Sam help you pay for it? We at Elite Solar have teamed with a solar tax expert to make sure you get the full use out of your tax credits. We include a one-hour Zoom meeting with our expert who goes over your taxes with you to help keep your hard-earned money right where it belongs, in your pocket. Offer zero down and an average household savings of $30,000 to $60,000. How can you afford not to go solar? Find all the benefits of going solar at EliteSolarEnergy.com or call and schedule an appointment to meet with one of our solar experts at 417-572-5444. Elite Solar, providing an elite product at a superior price.
It seems with giant faceless holding companies taking control of most banking, it's good to have a local bank that's truly the hometown bank for hometown people. With all the stability and strength of large holding companies, yet small enough to understand your banking needs. The coffee pot's always on at First State Bank. They want you to know you're always welcome at any of their locations. Purdy, Monette, Pierce City, Cassville. First State Bank, the hometown bank for hometown people. Member FDIC.
It's time now for Farming the Four States here on KRMO AM 990, your Ag Voice of the Ozarks. Whether you're full-time or part-time or involved with livestock, crops, or agribusiness, this show is for you and about you. Farming the Four States on KRMO AM 990 Ag Source Radio. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Farm of the Four States here on KRMO AM 990, your Ag Voice of the Four State Region. Sammy Clapper with you here on this Friday, February the 26th, our last Friday in the month of February. Next Monday, we turn the calendar to March as we're moving right along in 2021. Hopefully, everyone's doing all right throughout the Four State Region. We've got some decent weather today. It's more seasonable for late February. Highs only going to be in the mid to upper 40s today, and overcast conditions. May even see a few sprinkles here and there. Most of the rain is going to stay down in Arkansas and southeastern Oklahoma, but some of it might make its way up into extreme southern Missouri, and it could even possibly show up over in a little bit of southeast Kansas. But Keep it tuned to KRMO Weather. I will keep you updated with the latest weather information as we go through today and on into the weekend. Hopefully everyone's doing all right. Not quite as warm today as it was yesterday, but things are going to warm back up Saturday and Sunday and into the first part of next week. There is a couple of opportunities for some moisture Saturday into Saturday night, and then again Monday into Tuesday of next week. The National Weather Service is calling for a chance of some precipitation. So we don't really need a lot of it right now with all the snow melt that we've recently experienced. Things are kind of muddy out there in the farm and the ranch and around the feed areas and up in the barn lots. They could use a little drying out, but Mother Nature is going to kind of give us a couple of opportunities for some moisture, so we'll deal with that and move on. Hopefully your week has went well as we head into the weekend, and the weather's not going to be very harsh, so you can continue to get out there and get a few things done. I know spring planting season's not too far out there into the future, and some of those guys are hoping things dry up just a little bit so they can get some equipment out there and start getting those fields prepared for the spring planting season, that's for sure. And also, this is the time of year when some fertilizer is being spread, so they're hoping some of the drying continues so they don't have to get the fertilizer spreader stuck when you're out there trying to put down some nitrogen. All right, looking at the current weather conditions, 43 degrees being reported at the Monett Municipal Airport, National Weather Service reporting station. A lot of clouds around the region. Humidity's up there as well at 81%, and that is the reason. With the rain not too far to our south down in Arkansas, they're saying there could be a chance of a few sprinkles even into southern Missouri. And after this kind of pushes on out, there could be the chance of fog towards Saturday morning. So if you're out early doing the chores, especially out on the roadways, you might encounter some thick fog in some areas. Winds are out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour, and the barometer at 29.97 inches. Looking at the satellite picture, got a lot of clouds over the southern two-thirds of Missouri, all of Arkansas, the eastern half of Oklahoma, and probably, oh, I would say it's all in the southeastern corner, but starting up around Kansas City, if you draw a little arc and go from Kansas City out to the south and the west, oh, out towards Osage City, and then curving down towards Yates Center and Eureka, not quite all the way to Wichita, and then turning south down into Oklahoma, there's clouds on the south and eastern side of that line. Now, if you go out into central Kansas, northeast Kansas, and western Kansas, they're seeing lots of sunshine. And that is part of the reason why they're thinking we may see a little break in this Saturday where the weather might clear up a little bit. But right over the four-state region, the clouds are socked in right now, and there is rain activity down in southeastern Oklahoma and Arkansas. And they even had some thunderstorms down in southern Arkansas and down into northern Louisiana and over along the Texas line. And some of that severe weather opportunity continues today as that system pushes off to the north and the east. But the severe weather is expected all to stay to our south, and the majority of the rain is expected to stay farther to the south. Just a light chance of showers in southern Missouri and northern Arkansas as we go through this Friday. Then a little chance of rain there. It's only a 40% chance is what the National Weather Service is right now saying. Saturday afternoon into Saturday night. Then we get a break Sunday, warms back up to around 50, and then mid-50s for Monday with sunshine, but then that next round comes in Monday evening into Tuesday, but still a fairly mild temperatures. The extended forecast has mid-50s and maybe some upper 50s by the middle of next week, so some warmer weather going to be returning to our area. We're going to check in with the Ag Weather Update from the American Ag Network, see what they're looking at for the Midwest region on this Friday, final Friday in the month of February. The Ag Weather brought to you by Heritage Tractor, your John Deere dealer throughout the four states. If you're needing John Deere equipment, Heritage Tractor can take care of it. They've got a great inventory of pre-owned equipment, genuine John Deere parts and service at all of your Heritage Tractor locations, and they've got 22 locations to help you out. Find them online. Heritage Tractor, bringing you the Ag Weather.
Experience all that John Deere has to offer at your local authorized John Deere dealer, Heritage Tractor. Find a location near you at heritagetractor.com.
Mostly dry weather set for much of the U.S. on Friday. This is the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen with this agriculture weather update. Well, the exceptions to the dry weather across the U.S. here on Friday, we're going to see moderate to locally heavy rain in store for the Delta and Mid-South, and we'll also see widespread snow in the northwest U.S. crop areas. Now, as we take a look at the northern plains, a shot of cooler temperatures move through over the weekend, but temperatures are expected to rise back above normal here next week as dryness and drought continue to plague the region as we head towards spring. Now, looking at the Midwest and central and southern plains, a couple of weak systems will move through the region here over the next week in the Midwest, carrying light to locally moderate amounts across some areas. Now, drier sections in the western Midwest may receive some precipitation, but it's unlikely to further reduce the ongoing drought there. Now, outside of some recent snow in the central and southern plains, dry sections in the west will see little precipitation over the next week. Models are trending toward a drier solution for the next week as systems are not coming together. We did at one point think we could see some moderate to heavy snow, but that's just not coming together as drought conditions should continue to build. This is the American...
What kitchen gadget is so essential to food safety that no home should be without it? I'm registered dietitian nutritionist Toby Smithson. A food thermometer isn't just for meat and poultry. It will help you avoid food poisoning from egg dishes, casseroles, and leftovers by ensuring they're fully cooked by reaching a safe minimum internal temperature. Heat leftovers and casseroles to at least 165 degrees and egg dishes to at least 160 degrees. You'll find more food safety tips at homefoodsafety.org.
Carbon monoxide is a colorless, odorless gas that can be fatal. Don't use anything indoors that burns fuel, such as gasoline-powered generators, camp stoves and lanterns, or charcoal grills. Opening doors and windows or using fans isn't enough. Have your vents and chimneys checked to make sure water heater and gas furnace exhausts aren't blocked. If you feel sick, dizzy, or weak while using a generator, get to fresh air right away. From the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency.
South American weather, Brazil, scattered showers continue from Mato Grosso to Minas Gerais and points northward, creating further delays for soybean harvesting and corn planting. However, the showers have not been as widespread as the previous couple of weeks and may allow for some additional field work to get done. A front is stalled near Parana and Sao Paulo back toward Mato Grosso do Sul, focusing showers there into next week. Now, in Argentina, a front earlier this week produced moderate showers, but they were isolated to a few spots, leaving much of the area drier than normal. Dryness will continue behind this front for the next week or so. Concerning for immature corn and beans, some showers may develop for western areas of Argentina next week, but the overall outlook is dry. And that's a look at agriculture weather. You're listening to the American Ag Network.
We're starting off the new year with a bang at Heritage Tractor. We've got all new 2021 mowers rolling in by the truckloads. What does that mean for you? You get first pick of new John Deere mowers, riding lawn mowers, and zero turns alike. Plus, for a limited time, get a free 5-year extended warranty. Stop by your nearest Heritage Tractor location or shop online at heritagetractor.com.
All right, taking a look at the ag calendar today and tomorrow, the last 2 days of National FFA Week. FFA chapters throughout the four-state region and across the country celebrating National FFA Week. Now, several of those chapters had to do things a little bit differently this year thanks to COVID-19. Things have been changed around depending on where they're at and how their communities are dealing with the pandemic, with health protocols and guidelines. But all of the chapters continuing to find a way to celebrate. FFA has over 760,000 members in over 8,700 chapters in all 50 states and Puerto Rico, and they've been celebrating National FFA Week all week long. They do a lot of community service projects, community gatherings. They also raise awareness about the role that the National FFA organization plays in developing ag's future leaders, and it's all through the importance of ag education. FFA Week and their board of directors celebrating along with the national officers, and the six national FFA officers have been connecting this week with chapters across the country virtually as they've been doing online keynote speaking and greeting and workshops. Also, the FFA alumni have been supporting projects throughout the region during National FFA Week, and they do that year-round. They had a Give FFA Day 24-hour campaign this year as part of National FFA Week. You can get all the details about how FFA helps future leaders in agriculture and what they do and all of the community service projects and things that they support their local areas with, and also the ag education for the high school students. You can go to their website, FFA.org. That's FFA.org. And again, National FFA Week going on the last 2 days, today and tomorrow. Also today and tomorrow are the final 2 days of the annual Tulsa Farm Show held at Expo Square down in Tulsa, Oklahoma. You can visit their website, TulsaFarmShow.com, to see what's left going on down there, the events that will be taking place, and get all the details about that. All right, so let's see. Cattle Producer Workshop next week, hosted by Hickory County Extension Center in Hermitage, Missouri. It'll be at 6 p.m., and you can register by calling 745-6767. That's 417-745-6767, and they ask that you please register by next Monday, March the 1st. There will also be a cattle producer workshop in Laclede County, Missouri, in Lebanon, hosted by the Extension Center at 6 p.m. on March the 4th. Call 955-0287. That's 955-0287 to get the details about that. March the 4th, there will also be a private pesticide applicator training session at the University of Missouri Southwest Research Center in Lawrence County, Missouri. Masks will be required. This will be an in-person event. To register and get more details, call the Lawrence County Extension Office, 417-466-3102. That's 466-3102. March the 8th, there will be a couple of opportunities to participate in workshops discussing Missouri's complex fencing laws. There will be March the 8th, 6:30 to 9 in Douglas County, Missouri. Call the office there in Ava at 679-3525 to register. Also that date, there will be one in Berry County, Missouri, 6:30 to 9 p.m. Call the Berry County Extension Office at 417-847-3161. And then Barton County, Missouri will also have one on March the 8th. And you can call 682-3579 to get registered for that one. March the 8th, there will also be a basic beekeeping for beginners workshop hosted by the Hickory County Extension Office. Call 745-6767 to sign up and get registered for that. All right, the Delta 30-foot gooseneck stock trailer that will be given away in May as part of our 70th anniversary celebration of KRMO has been on the move. It got stuck out in Coffeyville, Kansas for a little while thanks to the wintry weather, but it has now been brought back to Southwest Missouri. It's currently here at the station, and next week we will be moving that again. And we'll be letting you know next week where the trailer will be for you to take a view at it and give it a gander. Also, you can go to our Facebook page, KRMO on Facebook, or check us out online as well. Keep up to date with where the trailer will be and all the locations where you can register to win that trailer. One lucky person will be winning that Delta 30-foot gooseneck stock trailer in May. It comes from Sportsland's Pickup Covers and Trailers in Rogersville, Missouri, and we'll be giving that away courtesy of KRMO Ag Source Radio. You can also download our free app. All you have to do is go to your app store. If you are an Apple or Android user, go to your Apple or Google Play store, type in KRMO in the search, and download that free app and keep up to date with all the latest ag market news and information and weather information right there on your mobile device wherever you go. A free app download from KRMO Ag Source Radio. Beginning on Sunday and running through next week, it will be Thank the Farmer Week. Missouri Farm Bureau, along with our local Farm Bureau offices here in Southwest Missouri and throughout the region, will be participating in Thank the Farmer Week. Lawrence County Farm Bureau office is encouraging area cities and businesses to show their support for agriculture during Thank the Farmer Week by putting signs in their windows. Some cities have declared that week Thank the Farmer Week. And if you would like to participate, find out more, you can contact David McCann at the Lawrence County Farm Bureau office. And all you need to do is give him a call, 417-684-3241. That's 682-3241. Thank the Farmer Week, beginning Sunday, February the 28th, and running through March the 6th. March the 23rd, there will be a one-day fescue renovation school at the University of Missouri Southwest Research Center there in Lawrence County. It'll be from 8:45 to 4:30 on March the 23rd. They will be talking about how to renovate your pastures from Kentucky 31 to novel endophyte varieties. Beef and forage producers will learn all about the healthier and more profitable pastures for their herds. They'll have speakers on hand. You'll also get lunch and a notebook with information from presentations. Now, space is limited due to social distancing measures, so if you would like to participate in this Fescue Renovation School on March the 23rd there at the Southwest Research Center. You need to call the Lawrence County Extension Office by March the 21st, 466-3102. That's 417-466-3102. You can also go to their website, grasslandrenewal.org, and search for more information there as well. All right, Springfield Livestock Marketing Center was supposed to have a special cow sale last Saturday, but they had to move it to this Saturday because of the weather last week. So Springfield Livestock Marketing Center will have that special cow sale beginning tomorrow at 4 p.m. Go to Springfield Livestock Marketing Center to get all the sale information. The Joplin Regional Stockyards had to postpone their cow and bull sale. That was supposed to happen back on February the 19th. It has been rescheduled for Saturday, March the 6th, and it will follow the Hilltop Farm Bull Sale that starts at 12:30 there at the Joplin Regional Stockyards. Go to joplinstockyards.com for more information about that sale and upcoming sales there at Joplin Regional Stockyards. All right, we're going to check in with the farm news and also get a check at the livestock and grain markets and then be back.
The USDA has extended the CFAP application deadline. This is the American Ag Network. I'm Jessica Benson with News of Agriculture. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack told reporters the sign-up period will be extended, allowing producers more time to apply. The new deadline will extend 30 days after USDA completes a review of the program. USDA suspended the processing and payments under the program. The American Farm Bureau Federation requested the deadline extension in a letter to Vilsack earlier in the week. Farm Bureau President Zippy DeVall stated, recent severe weather and the suspension of CFAP payments led to challenges and confusion surrounding the application process. Vilsack says USDA is in the process of reviewing the program and goes on to say, we want to make sure that as we implement this next level of support that we do so within the resources provided in an equitable way and try to respond to some of the legitimate concerns. The western half of the U.S. is reported in various stages of drought in the latest U.S. Drought Monitor. Much of the southwestern U.S. is in a classified extreme or exceptional drought, with the worst states being Nevada, Utah, Colorado, Arizona, and New Mexico. The Drought Monitor reports frequent Pacific storms battered the northwest and tracked southeastward across the northern and central Rockies, dropping plentiful moisture on Washington, Oregon, Northern California, Idaho, and western Montana. However, the moisture missed most of the southwest. In contrast, much of the eastern half of the country is not experiencing drought conditions, with a few small pockets of abnormally dry conditions. Storms also dropped widespread precipitation on much of the southeast, mid-Atlantic, and coastal New England, while most of the Midwest saw light frozen precipitation in the last week. This is the American Ag Network.
What kitchen gadget is so essential to food safety that no home should be without it? I'm registered dietitian nutritionist Toby Smithson. A food thermometer isn't just for meat and poultry. It will help you avoid food poisoning from egg dishes, casseroles, and leftovers by ensuring they're fully cooked by reaching a safe minimum internal temperature. Heat leftovers and casseroles to at least 165 degrees and egg dishes to at least 160 degrees. You'll find more food safety tips at homefoodsafety.org.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Callers threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up, do not provide them with any form of payment or information. Report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
Catherine Tai appears headed to easy Senate confirmation as U.S. Trade Ambassador after receiving bipartisan support at her Finance Committee hearing focused largely on enforcing existing trade deals and pursuing some new ones key for agriculture. Tai gave few direct answers but vowed to work with both parties to use the full, quote, toolbox of remedies to enforce trade deals, starting with USMCA on Mexican labor practices and Canadian dairy tariffs.
I know that Ambassador Lighthizer initiated consultations under the dispute settlement mechanism of the USMCA with Canada on this issue. If confirmed, I look forward to digging into this file also.
On China and its falling short of its phase one commitments by several billion dollars last year.
The agreement that we have with China is the agreement that we have, and there are promises that China made that China needs to deliver on.
On a US-UK deal post-Brexit and the continuing pandemic.
I would want to have the opportunity, if confirmed, to review the discussions and the negotiations that have taken place so far in light of all of these developments.
And while Biden and his team want to focus first on domestic issues, Tai assured lawmakers,
I don't expect, if confirmed, to be put on the back burner at all.
This is the American Ag Network.
It's special cow sale time at Springfield Livestock Marketing Center this Saturday night at 4 p.m., selling over 1,200 head with several outstanding consignments, including bred heifers, cow-calf pairs, and bred cows. Also, several breeding-age bulls, including Angus, Red Angus, Hereford, Charlet, and Sim Angus. Wow, has it been cold and snowy, but spring is almost here. Come on out Saturday evening at 4 p.m. on Interstate 44, Exit 70. For more information, call one of the guys at 417-869-9500 or watch at dvauction.com. This FFA Leadership Moment is brought to you by Bob Moffitt Insurance Agency in Aurora.
This is National FFA Week, and FFA students across the country are celebrating. I'm Artha Jonasson, National FFA Southern Region Vice President from the state of Florida. Many special and safe activities are happening in FFA communities this week, but all year long, FFA members experience education, leadership, service, and personal and professional development as FFA feeds our intellectual growth and curiosity. Celebrate with us and share your FFA stories during hashtag FFA Week.
Insurance. Whether it be auto, home, commercial, farm, or life, at some point you may need it. Located at 2012 South Elliott, come by and see Melinda at Bob Moffitt Agency for all your insurance needs. They're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Melinda will greet you with a friendly smile and a helping hand. Not sure how much you need or just want a quote? Call her at 417-678-5045. Let the friendly staff at Bob Moffitt Agency see if they can help you today.
Wheeler Livestock Auction is having a special cow sale Saturday, February 27 at 6 p.m. in Osceola, Missouri. They're expecting 600 head of bred heifers, bred cows, and cow-calf pairs. You can bid online on Cattle USA, or you can go to WheelerLivestock.com and click on Live Auction. You can also call the sale barn at 417-646-8102. That's Wheeler Livestock Auction special cow sale Saturday, February 27th at 6 p.m. in Osceola, Missouri.
Race Brothers Farm and Home Supply.
And Western Wear.
Hi, Roger here from Race Brothers. We're a big store with a lot of stuff. At Race Brothers, there's always something new to talk about. We have the largest selection of truck toolboxes in Southwest Missouri. We have pet supplies, dog food, cat food, supper dishes, collars, leashes, and grooming and health care products. And for the kids, we have great toys, radio flyer wagons and pedal tractors, or collectibles like Schlake, Breyer, Ertl. Come on out to Race Brothers in Springfield, Carthage, and Monette. You'll like the way we do business. Tell a friend.
Race Brothers Farm and Home Supply.
And Western Wear.
Hilltop Farms is having their annual Gelby and Balancer Bull and Female Sale Saturday, March 6th at 12:30 p.m. at the Joplin Regional Stockyards. Up for sale will be 50-plus 12- to 18-month-old Gelby and Balancer Bulls, Blacks and Reds, an elite group of open yearling heifers. DV Auction will be broadcasting the sale, and to request a catalog, call Hilltop Farms at 417-842-3225 or email hilltop-farms@hotmail.com. That's Saturday, March 6th at 12:30 p.m. at the Joplin Regional Stockyards in Carthage, Missouri.
Livestock trade starting mixed to lower here on Friday morning. This is the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen with this market update. Well, as we take a look at the livestock sector, things are mostly mixed to lower here as we start off our trading day. On the hog side of the equation, hogs are where we're seeing the most strength right now, although it's not very much. Chinese cash hog prices remaining soft in the post-holiday demand slump, but that's not the case for deferred futures. November live hog futures are up 18% in China for the month of November, reflecting growing concerns about reports of African swine fever and PED virus negatively impacting production. It's something that we're going to be continuing to watch overseas in China. Now, here in the U.S., we're watching this hog market. It's just been on fire lately and still trying to push its way higher here today, even though pork net sales and beef net sales this week were lower than anticipated. Now, as we look at hog prices and trends, steady in Dorchester, Wisconsin, Gardeville, Iowa, barrels and gilts at 48 in both locations. On the cattle side of the equation so far here today, we got to get some activity going in feedlot country. Not a whole lot has been had here this week. Live business is pretty steady with last week around 114.
Husky prices still around 115 to 160 in the south, 185 in the north. Beef cutouts expected to be lower with light to moderate box movement. This is the American Ag Network.
Through the years, you've really kept up with the times. You're on social media.
Like, dislike, block.
Maintained your health.
10,000 steps. I'm a beast.
You even programmed your own smart home.
In 10 minutes, remind me that I'm a genius.
In 10 minutes, I'll remind you that you're a genius.
If you can do all that, you can definitely save for retirement. Just go to aceyourretirement.org, a free online tool sponsored by AARP that can help you get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll meet Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach, and in just 3 minutes, get personalized recommendations to help boost your retirement savings. They're easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's brought to you by AARP, so you know they got your back.
You are a genius.
Take charge of your retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org now. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Some early numbers at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Live cattle February down 5 at 160.95. April unchanged at 121.67. March feeder cattle down 42 at 140 even. April down 60 at 144.47. April lean hogs 22 higher at 89.97. May up 10 at 91.25. In grains, mixed action there with soybeans for July down 9 at 13.88 and a quarter. July corn down 5 and 3 quarters at 5.34. And wheat mostly lower. This is the American Ag Network. Back with you here on Farm in the Four States. Well, with the cold weather we had a couple of weeks ago, thank goodness it finally broke and is allowing some more moderate to above average temperatures for us this week, and looks like we may get a few of those next week as well. But coming out of that extremely cold weather, and back during the time when the cold weather was here, if you are a horse owner, you may have noticed your horse acting a little bit strange, or maybe off its feed just a little bit, or having some difficulties in some areas and just not acting like itself. Well, veterinarians throughout the region are warning horse owners to be on the lookout for signs of colic. Now, this mainly happens when the weather is still cold, but some of the symptoms and some of the issues could come after the cold weather has passed and they're still having some of the difficulties until they kind of readjust to the climate and the environment. When the weather gets extremely cold, the horses will eat more, trying to bolster their energy to keep themselves warm, and this all starts a process of causing issues. Now, veterinarians are telling the horse owners they need to take steps to ensure that the colic does not become a problem for their animals. And I know the cold weather is now in the past, and hopefully it remains in the past, and we don't have to worry about it until next winter. But if you did see some signs, and we're going to talk about some of the symptoms, or are continuing to see some of those signs, even though the weather's warmed up a little bit, you can consult your veterinarian, or you can take some steps to maybe offset some of this. And then you can keep that in mind for the next time some severely cold weather is forecasted. So there are some things you can do to kind of prepare your horses for that as well. Now, Chris Heine, who is an equine specialist with OSU Extension, said horses need the more feed to replace the energy loss brought about by that wintertime weather, and sometimes that causes some issues. He said a good first step is to maximize your forage intake. Give them as much hay as they will eat during that cold weather. Concentrate composition and amounts should be increased gradually over a period of several days, and the horses are already consuming large quantities of grain, and if they are doing that, you need to offset that with as much hay as they will eat. Horses may suffer from colic if your rations change too rapidly, so make sure you keep that in mind as well. Many concentrates of grain and their mixes will have significant levels of soluble carbohydrates, which are effective providers of energy, but eating too much of those compounds in one meal will be a contributor to the frequency of colic, and in sometimes horses can founder. And in severe cases, This can cause death. Now, one general guideline is to limit the grain feedings to maximum single meal intakes of around 5 pounds for 1,000 pounds of body weight. Some concentrates levels are less less energy dense than others, and some horse managers should follow recommended intake levels that are on the feed bags. A horse's anatomy makes the animal more susceptible to colic. Acute abdominal pain caused by various abdominal conditions could occur, and a horse has about 100 feet of intestines, which most of the time floats free in the abdomen. The free flotation makes it easy for the intestines to become tangled or displaced. Now, symptoms of colic in horses may include depression, lack of interest in eating, general restlessness, such as pawing the ground, looking at its sides constantly. It keeps looking around at its abdomen because it's having some difficulties there. Lying down more than typical for the animal. Lying down, getting up, circling, and then lying down again. Curling or lifting of the upper lip. Kicking up at the abdomen with its hind legs. And violent rolling. Now, the reason why they're doing the kicking and the violent rolling, those intestines have become entangled or are giving them some pain and discomfort, and they're trying to rectify that with some of that. And in some instances, that does kind of do a self-cure, but it not always happens that way. Heine says that when it comes to lack of interest in eating, be sure the horses drink plenty of water, as decreased fluid intake can also lead to colic. Horses tend to consume less water when the temperatures drop, so make sure the water sources are not frozen and that the horses have ready access to it at all times. Now, if they have a lack of interest in eating, you need to offset that with the water as well. And there are recommendations for cold weather management of equine. Adding insulation around the tanks and heaters help them with their watering needs, because cattle have a very high need for water when the weather gets cold, horses the same way. Now, colic can occur from many different causes. Equine managers observe signs of colic in a horse. If you do that, you should remove all feed, hay, and water, and then call your veterinarian immediately, and they can help you with a procedure to help that horse get back to the healthy ways. Now, Heine says knowing how to measure a horse's respiration rate, heart rate, and temperature, and then relying on that information, relaying that information to the veterinarian will help with the initial diagnosis and treatment. So if you go to those extra steps, that can definitely help speed the process of recovery for your horses. Horses that will lie quietly can be allowed to do so, but colic-suffering horses should not be allowed to roll. So that is another instance that you don't want to happen. So again, we're fortunate now that the cold weather is past, but if you saw some instances of this, or if some of your horses have had a little trouble coming out of the colder weather, they're suffering from some of the things we mentioned, the restlessness, the pawing the ground, the rolling around, kicking, curling the upper lip, could be some signs of colic. And these happen more when the weather is still severely cold, because of their eating patterns are changed, because they're trying to eat more to keep warm and build up the energy, but some of it could hang around afterwards. So if you've seen some of that, call your veterinarian, and there are also things you can prepare for the next time cold weather is headed our way. So watch for those signs of colic in your horses. We're going to check out the midday markets from the Missouri Department of Agriculture and then be back.
This midday market is brought to you by MFA in Aurora.
Midday markets for Friday, February 26th. A look at the daily direct prior day hog reports. Barrels and gilts nationwide head count 12,779 head from 70 to 82 with a weighted average of 77.88. Thursday sow report 3 to 5 weights 50 to 77.77. Sows over 500 pounds 60 to 77.81. Friday's Missouri Stacker formula consists of 6,911 head with a weighted average weight of 559.87 pounds. Price value of 162.81, 9 cents higher than Thursday. Thursday was cattle auction day in Butler at the Mocan Livestock Market. They had 2,771 head this week compared to a light test from 3 weeks ago. Feeders under 600 pounds, 4 to 10 higher, heavyweight steady to 6 higher. Cedar steers, medium and large ones, 4 to 5, weights 172.50 to 184, 5 to 6 weights 163 to 177 and a quarter, 6 to 7 weights 137.50 to 160.10, 7 to 8 weights 130 to 144.50. Cedar heifers, medium and large ones, 4 to 5 weights 151 to 163.50, 5 to 6 weights 142 to 160, 6 to 7 weights 134.5 to 139, and 7 to 8 weight heifers 124 to 126 and a quarter. Midday futures on the Chicago Board of Trade corn contracts, March 551 and a half down 3 and a quarter, May 545 down 4 and 3 quarters, July 533 down 6 and 3 quarters. March soybeans 1395 and 3 quarters down 10 and a quarter, May 1397 down 10 and a half, and July 1384 and 3 quarters down 12 and a half. March wheat 659 and a half down 12 and a quarter, May 665 down 10 and 3 quarters, July 651 and a half down 12 cents. On the mercantile exchange, live cattle, February 115.70 down $1.30, April 120.30 down 137, June 118.45 down 105. Cedar cattle contracts, March 138.67 down 175, April 142.80 down 227, May down $2, 145.22. Lean hogs, April 88.37 down 137, May 89.92 down 122, June 94.90 down 85. Those are your midday markets for Friday, February 26th, for the Missouri Department of Agriculture and KMO. This is Caroline Carter. Have a great day.
Hey, Jerry, I've been thinking.
Oh, no.
I'm going to buy a pig and start my own farm. I went to MFA in Aurora, and they have just what I need.
What happened to the cow herd you were going to start?
The cow was too big and wouldn't fit in the back seat of my car. So when I went to MFA for autos and dog food, I noticed the feed and panels for pigs. They even have animal bedding.
I think you better go back to MFA and talk to the friendly, knowledgeable staff about what you're getting yourself into. Head up to MFA in Aurora, located at 1104 East Church Street, to find what you need for your farm and home.
This FFA moment is brought to you by Welter's Farm Supply.
This week is National FFA Week, February 20th through the 27th, and FFA students across the country are celebrating and sharing the FFA story. I'm Miriam Hoffman, National FFA Eastern Region Vice President from Illinois. National FFA Week is a time to share what FFA is and the impact it has on members. It's the top school-based youth leadership organization and cultivates and nurtures future leaders who will change how the world grows. Share your FFA stories during hashtag FFA Week.
It's National FFA Week, and Welter's Farm Supply, north of Verona, would like to salute our youth involved in FFA activities. Your hard work will be rewarded in the future. Remember, Welter's is your headquarters for Minneapolis, Moline, Oliver, and White Parts and Repair. Best wishes to FFA members from Welter's Farm Supply.
This is Jim Adams at Frank Fletcher Toyota, and the decade's biggest used car sale so far is happening right now at Frank Fletcher Toyota. With over 200 quality pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, there's never been a better time to buy. Choose from one of Joplin's best selection of certified pre-owned Toyotas and get financing as low as 2.9%. That's 200 vehicles to choose from, starting at just $49.97. Go to Fletcher-Toyota.com and get pre-qualified today. Your credit may be better than you think it is. Don't pay that high interest rate on your next used vehicle until you've visited Fletcher-Toyota.com. 20 Toyota Corollas starting at just $13.97, or 10 for just $199 down and $199 a month. And over 25 pre-owned Tundras and Tacomas on the ground right now. Act right now while the selection is great. The Frank Fletcher Toyota Decade's Biggest Sales Event is going on now.
All right, we're going to check in, get a quick ag update, and then be back to wrap things up here on Farm in the Four States.
Here's a market update from our Ron studios at Oklahoma National Stockyards, serving cattle producers for 100 years. April live cattle down $1.40 at $120.27. June's down $1.10, $118.40. And August is down $1.17, $116.97. March feeder cattle down $1.80 at $138.62. April's down $2.37, $142.70. Grains in a moment. Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
It's the 27th annual Spring Bull Sale of Express Ranches on Friday, March 5th at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Selling 470 Angus and 53 Hereford bulls. All bulls selling have genomically enhanced EPDs and all will be semen checked ahead of the sale. Attend in person or bid online at SuperiorLivestock.com and SLATV. Sale book and video available at ExpressRanches.com. Remember Friday, March 5th, the date for the Spring Bull Sale of Express Ranches, Yukon, Oklahoma.
Kansas City wheat, March down 16 and 3 quarters at 627 and a half. Maize down 17 and a half at 635. Chicago wheat, March down 12 and a quarter, 659 and a half. May is down 11 and 3 quarters at 664. March corn is down 1 and 3 quarters at 553. May's down 4 and a half cents at 545 and a quarter. March soybeans down 9 cents at 1397. May's down 10 and 3 quarters at 1396 and 3 quarters. May cotton is down 73 cents at 88.96. July is down 53 at 89.84. April crude's down 116, 62.37. April natural gas down 1. Dave Lanning on the radio, Oklahoma Ag Network.
Do you know the facts of having a solar-powered home or business? The experts at Elite Solar will enlighten you with an elite product at a superior price. Save green by going green. Average returns on investments range from 14 to 20%. Earn tax credits. Have protection from man-made or natural emergencies by owning your own power. Contact Elite Solar today at www.elitesolarenergy.com or call 417-572-5444 to schedule your appointment today with zero down.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for road trips. We're for covering as much ground as possible on 2, 4, or 18 wheels. We're for drop tops, T-tops, classics, cruisers, pickup trucks, and dump trucks. We're for displaying Missouri plates like medals of pride. Have you ever hit a deer? Yep, we're for you too. We're for getting stuck behind a tractor on a two-lane highway. And if you're a Missouri driver, we have an auto policy for you.
Hi, I'm Chad Yarnell with Missouri Farm Bureau. And if you're in Berry or Lawrence County, I've got you covered.
The first track loaders were built from track tractors and couldn't dig into the hard ground. Neither could the dozers of the day, for that matter. Innovations came with time, like hydraulic systems, then hydrostatic drive. Today, Kubota's compact track loader SVL65 is the compact track loader you've been waiting for. Easy to transport and works in tight places with big operator comfort and power. Get your Kubota track loader at Crown Power and Equipment. Passion, power, performance. Crown-power.com.
This FFA Leadership Moment is brought to you by FCS Financial in Monette.
This is National FFA Week, and FFA students across the country are celebrating. I'm the National FFA Central Region Vice President, Paxton Dahmer from the state of Missouri. Many special and safe activities are happening in FFA communities this week, but all year long, FFA members experience education, leadership, service, and personal and professional development as FFA feeds our intellectual growth and curiosity. Celebrate with us and share your FFA stories during hashtag FFA Week.
FFA and Ag Education provides a strong foundation for the youth of America. Through community service, agricultural projects, and leadership opportunities, FFA members are discovering their talents and developing the skills they need to be successful. I'm Beth Lubering.
And I'm Morgan Wallace. We work for FCS Financial in Joplin and are proud to support FFA. As we celebrate National FFA Week, we would like to say thank you and wish all FFA members continued success.
All right, check the weather again before we send you on to agriculture today, coming up during the 1 o'clock hour and then AgriTalk after the bell from 2 to 3 here on Ag Source Radio. 43 degrees and overcast, a lot of clouds around the four-state region, humidity at 80%. Could see a few sprinkles here and there with the moisture in the air. The winds are out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour, and the barometer at 29.93 inches. Patchy fog developing in some areas during the overnight, low down into the upper 30s. It's going to warm up nicely on Saturday to get us started up into the 60s, but then Saturday afternoon into Saturday night, the rain chances start to increase, and they have bumped them up a little bit just within the last hour. They've got 60% chance of showers now Saturday night. By Sunday, things are starting to move out, leave us with highs in the low 50s. Could get chilly again Sunday night. Monday, back to a little more seasonable, low 50s for high temperatures. And then another chance of precipitation early next week before we rebound back up close to 60. So weather, I will keep you updated with the latest weather information. As we always talk about, it changes about every 12 hours or so. And they'll keep you updated here on Ag Source Radio. Hopefully your week has went well, coming out of all of that wintry weather in the middle of February, and hopefully you can get a few things done in and around some of those showers on Saturday. They're not calling for heavy amounts of rain, but the heavier rain is not too far to our south down in central Arkansas, and we'll keep an eye on that if it tries to push up in the four-state region. All right, that's going to do it. We thank you so much for being with us again today here during your lunch hour. We'll look forward to catching up again next week. Everyone have a safe and pleasant rest of your day, and have a great weekend.